How many times have we found ourselves wondering what our chances are when it comes to deciding on what action we need to take on a certain matter? Chances are we weigh the odds, try to figure out where we stand relative to those around us in a similar situation, perhaps even seeing what they've done when presented with that same situation. Then we either try to copy it if they were successful or avoid it if they weren't. Well, in today's gospel, we find Jesus' followers wondering where they stand in relation to others when it comes to being saved. So, one of them gets up the courage and decides to pose that question to Jesus. I'm just speculating, but they were probably thinking, hey, we'll get some inside information, and then based on what Jesus tells us, we'll know what type of action we have to take and what type of lives we have to live. For example, if he says 90%, we'll probably think, oh, we probably have it made, we'll relax and take it easy. If he says 10%, we'll probably really start to worry a bit. And then if he says 50-50, well, we probably won't know which way we need to turn. But as so often is the case with Jesus, he doesn't answer the question. Instead, he questions their question. Kind of turns the table on them. He sees the person asking the question is in fact the real question. Instead of seeing Jesus as them asking questions about other people or people in general, Jesus sees the questioner as really asking, what must I do to be saved? So when Jesus replies that the door is narrow and many of those who would like to enter won't, he wasn't giving them some sort of statistic, kind of for them to rely upon like a scientist or statistician would. Rather, he's responding like a loving father would, one who cares about each and every one of us. One who, when he loses one of the 99 sheep, will go after the lost one. We don't know how many people will be saved, but we can always change that number by one. However, we need to be more focused on the road to salvation and less concerned about the success rate of those that travel that road. That's what Jesus is doing when he directs his followers and tells them to strive to enter that narrow gate. There's a hell as well as a heaven. This is clear from Jesus' teaching. The idea that all will be saved clearly contradicts what Jesus says anytime that question is posed to him. As he reminds us in today's gospel, many will attempt to enter but will not be strong enough. It takes effort on our part. Faith, hope, and charity all take effort as well as choice and work by each and every one of us. We clearly aren't saved by faith alone. It requires cooperation, perseverance, and work on our parts. Our best chance is to be humble and of service to others. Today's gospel concludes with Jesus telling us that some of the first will be last, some of the last will be first. A great example of that would be St. Dismas, the good thief crucified next to Christ. He was an individual who was a lifelong thief, probably even a murderer. Easily one of the last or least expected. Who would have ever expected that he would be assured by Jesus of his salvation? And yet, Dismas, while hanging on the cross next to Jesus through his actions and his repentance, is told by Christ that that day he would be with him in paradise. So, we need to constantly keep in mind that much is expected of us. How many of us know people, or perhaps even ourselves, who, just like the people referenced in the gospel today, when discussing their faith with others, claim things such as, I regularly attend Mass, I was raised Catholic, I attended X number of years of Catholic schooling, I say my prayers, I know Jesus. In essence, are we presuming our salvation? Not a good idea. Are we truly living our faith in our actions? If we aren't, we're likely to find ourselves being displaced at the heavenly banquet by those such as Dismas and others we don't recognize. Instead, we need to respond to Jesus' calling in this gospel with repentance and resolve ourselves to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, whatever it may be each day, and truly follow Christ, not with just our words, but with our actions as well. So how do we ready ourselves for this challenge? Our second reading today from Hebrews tells us about discipline. It acknowledges that in our lives, times will be tough, and we need to persevere through these trials as discipline. We must accept these hardships we're dealt as part of our training. St. Pope John Paul II often reminded us not to waste our sufferings. It's God who is our loving Father who sends us these trials as part of our training. He loves us and corrects us, just like parents correct their children to keep them on the right path in life. God gave us parents, much like God does. They tend to take the longer view in life, while children tend to kind of live for the here and now as opposed to looking forward to the long-range future. God calls each and every one of us to work hard for our salvation because no one is guaranteed it. Rather, it is always a grace given to us from God. However, we can't presume that grace. We must work hard, always strive to enter through that narrow gate. And exactly what is that narrow gate? Well, that gate is Christ himself. This requires each of us, like Christ, to pick up our cross, struggle against the forces of temptation, and anything that would hinder us from doing God's will, such as apathy, indifference, or compromise. The beauty is we don't have to do it alone. God's always with us, and his grace will be sufficient for us to weather any hardship we may dealt and call on to endure in our lives. So, today's readings give us a profound challenge, but also a comforting reassurance. The challenge is for each of us to strive to enter through that narrow gate, recognizing salvation isn't automatic. It requires work on our part to live our lives according to Christ's teaching and to embrace God's loving discipline with the understanding that the trials and difficulties we experience in life are opportunities for growth and for purification. The assurance is God's call to salvation is universal. As our gospel reminds us today, it extends to all nations and all peoples. But our place in the heavenly kingdom doesn't depend on who we are or what our outward appearance is. Rather, on our sincerity of faith, our actions, and the integrity in our lives. Today's readings give us an excellent reflection on the nature of salvation, God's universal call to salvation, and the demanding, yet ultimately rewarding, path of our discipleship. So in our daily lives, let each of us strive to maintain the proper focus, work hard to do God's will, as we strive to enter the narrow gate.